This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And now our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. It is Money in Motion, brought to you by Klaus Financial. Our numbers, as I mentioned, 321-1310. Telephone number at Klaus Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can find Klaus Financial online at klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Joining us this week, Malia Cuevas and C.J. Klaus from Klaus Financial. How are you guys doing today?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing well. Great to see you. Malia, how are you today?
Very good. Enjoying the beautiful weather.
No, this should be one of those days. Remember we used to get, I don't know if in elementary school for you guys, some days you get to sit outside and eat your lunch. Mm-hmm. Maybe we should have done the show outside today.
Good idea.
Yes, exactly. It is a beautiful day and be a great day to spend in retirement and just to kind of take your time and not have anything to worry about today. And that's what we're going to be talking about is planning for retirement. And of course, these are our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. Questions 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Again, their telephone number at Klaus Financial Office, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we'll have our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a $25 gift card to Lowe's. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later in the program. Before we get rolling today and talking about the financial team and what all you guys do at Klaus and how you help people, let's look back real quick at last week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week and find out what the answer to last week's question was.
Sure. Well, first of all, thanks for those who listen to us regularly, and hopefully you all got this answer correct last week. According to a Fidelity Research poll back in 2016, the question was, how much would it cost a 65-year-old couple retiring with regards to health care costs? Over a 20-year span. And the answer to that was they would need an estimated $260,000 to cover health care costs. So start saving those pennies today, okay?
Absolutely. Our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Malia Cuevas and C.J. Klaus joining us this morning from Klaus Financial. Let's talk a little bit about that financial team. And I know we've talked about it a little bit in the past, but it's been a while since we've talked a little bit about putting that team together and where Klaus Financial fits into that picture.
Yes, and Malia mentioned start saving those pennies today. I did the math, it's 26 million pennies, so there you go.
Okay. His favorite diversion.
Yeah, so we talk about this on the show quite often, but we talk about the importance of having a financial team. As a matter of fact, we say many times, not everybody needs a money manager. So not everybody needs somebody to manage their investments for them necessarily, although many people do, not everybody. But we do feel that just about everybody needs a financial coach, right? So call this the coach. We've used the terminology quarterback before, but it's this idea of coordination of other financial professionals and kind of overseeing the big picture. Questions like, how much should I be saving out of my income into retirement over a working career? Should I have a will or a trust? Should I have term insurance or whole life insurance? Should I get long-term care? Right? These are the coaching items that a financial advisor will give you advice on. And then again, they're not doing everything, right? People don't come in and buy insurance from us. They don't come in and get a will or a trust created by us. We don't do those things. We're just the coach that basically says, here's what we believe you should consider doing. Now go talk to the expert within that industry. And so we've talked about this in terms of coordination of care, the idea of specialists within their field, within the medical community, really brilliant people. But when you try to coordinate their advice, it can be a disaster, which is why, you know, now you see a lot of ads around this notion of coordination of care is really critical in the medical community because we've noticed this fragmentation of the services that are provided. So that's what we do, folks. We are the coach for our clients. And in some cases, we are also the quarterback carrying out the investment management for them.
Who all, some of the players, who also are some of the other players that you guys are working with and helping coordinate?
Yeah, so we view the financial team as again, the financial advisor should be your coach. Mm-hmm. Then you have the insurance agent, the banker, the accountant/CPA, the investment advisor. And again, sometimes we play that role of investment advisor. In other cases, we don't. It sounds kind of funny, but sometimes we'll be the coach. And then there's another Edward Jones, Merrill Lynch investment advisor. And then finally, the attorney who does the estate planning. So it's about a 5 or 6 person team that typically makes up that that financial group.
I know his real estate agent isn't on there, but we're going to be talking about your home and those type of jobs and what you're going to do with your home after retirement. Let's talk a little bit about those steps and the costs of preparing your home. Or the other thing is, okay, let's say I want to stay in my house. There are some things to consider there as well, aren't there?
Absolutely. So again, as CJ said, we're looking at the big picture with our clients. And if we're talking with them 5 to 10 years prior to retirement, the owners of homes are coming to us and saying, you know, I'm thinking about remodeling my home, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be there. Or should I start remodeling my home and start taking money out while I'm currently working, taking money out of savings to do this? So it really is a good question. And as CJ loves to say on the show, well, the answer to this question is it depends. It depends if it's going to make sense. And it really depends on whether or not you feel like you're going to stay in the Midwest, you're going to stay in that same home, perhaps you need to move from a two-story to a one-story, and ultimately, does it make sense to do a whole bunch of repairs just to move out, and am I going to recoup all those costs? So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit today, and the first question being that if you're planning on staying in your home, from our perspective, it does make sense about 5 to 10 years out to start looking at, okay, remodeling perhaps, you know, the kitchen or the bathroom, because you're going to enjoy it for many, many years. Does it make sense to repair the roof? You know, it goes without saying, if we don't take care of our roof, everything underneath might come crumbling, just like a foundation from the ground up. So starting to look at those big ticket items, whether it be replacing windows, driveways, furnaces, and really, if we're looking at we're current income, being able to draw from that versus getting to retirement, I'm going to stay in my home, and now I have to draw off the nest egg that I was intending to draw off of just to live. So really want to look at those numbers carefully, not overkill what we do in our homes, but make sure that we're starting to plan correct investments into our home.
Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, they would love to answer them for you right now. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. We will continue our conversation with Malia and CJ and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And it is a busy morning on the roadways, as you just heard Dick mention. If you are new to the show, maybe you're running behind this morning because of traffic, welcome to the program. We got our retirement planning professionals in studio from Kloss Financial, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. If you have questions for them, they'd love to answer them. 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Those are our telephone numbers here at the station. Kloss Financial's numbers, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find Kloss Financial online at klossfinancial.com. We were talking before the break a little bit about selling your home. Are you going to sell, or are you going to remodel and renovate and stay in your home, and some of those considerations? And Malia, I know you mentioned before the break about recouping costs, and obviously money is a factor in all of this, and especially money when you're drawing from people saying, well, I'm going to draw from this savings or I'm going to draw from this area, that can affect your retirement plan, can't it?
Absolutely. And again, I do want to point out there is a difference between just doing normal home repairs,
yes,
like I was speaking about a roof, versus, you know, direct remodeling, like I want to change the whole floor plan of my house. So we want to make sure that, you know, really we're putting our money where it makes the most sense. And we're going to, in our next segment here, just talk about how much is too much. I mean, being able to put money into your home and then turn around to sell it and get back that money. You hear this all the time about people putting in swimming pools, for example. Mm. I don't hear too often people recouping those kind of costs. So we want to make sure that we're very deliberate and we know what we're planning on getting out of the sale of the house in the end.
And let's talk about then, if you do plan on selling your house, what are the things you need to be thinking about then, if that's the plan you have?
Sure. Yeah, so as Malia is saying here, the critical element to be considered is, am I planning on retiring in this home or not? Because where Malia and I, where we think it makes sense is if somebody says, hey, I am planning on staying in this home in retirement. I'm 5 years out from retirement. Should I, while I'm still working and have excess cash flow, should I consider doing some of the bigger projects, the kitchen remodel, the bathroom remodel? And our response to that typically, as long as you're careful with how much you're spending, is yeah, because you're staying in that home and you're going to get to enjoy it. Where we get a little tripped up, however, is when people say, no, I have no desire to stay in that home. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to sink $100,000 into it and then I'm going to sell it next year. And we go, have you looked at the numbers on that one? So that's what we're going to talk about. So it is important to look at the cost of remodeling and what's going to be recouped. So an analysis was conducted by Remodeling Magazine in conjunction with a survey of 200,000 realtors with the National Association of Realtors. And it outlined these various costs of home remodeling projects and how much homeowners could recoup on an average resale, right? So if you invest a bunch of money into a project and then sell, are you going to get that money back out? So among these kind of national averages, let's walk through some of this. A kitchen remodel, as an example, the average kitchen remodel cost was almost $57,000. And the average recouped was $38,485, which is about 67-68% of the investment. Next one was a bathroom remodel. Average cost was $16,000 to $17,000, and the recoup was $11,000 to $12,000, about 70% recoup. Vinyl siding replacement, average cost was about $12,000, recouped about $9,000 to $10,000, which was 80%. And finally, a roof replacement cost almost $20,000, and we recouped only $14,000, which is about 71-72%. So I want everybody to take note, how many of them were a 100 plus recoup?
Zero.
None.
Yes.
By the way, I did a little fun fact here. I did a little research on this at one point on my own to see, are there any things you could do to invest money and actually get potentially on average 100% return? And there is. There's one item.
What's that?
That has been consistently shown to recoup cost. It's replacing a front door for about $200. Because a lot of people leave their not so nice front door on there. And if they just replaced it for a couple $100, they might get. So there you go.
Well, I said that about my front door for about 10 years to my husband. It's time to replace the front door. And he said, it's a front door. It works.
That's
so
the problem.
I don't know where you're coming off with that.
Oh, that is.
Oh, my God.
But how funny, right? Everybody wants to do these big, elaborate, I want to put in the stainless steel. I want to get the granite countertops. And you go, nope, won't get that money out. Now, again, it's okay to do it if your idea is to enjoy it, right? I want to do it before retirement because I want to live in it for the next 15 years. But if your goal is to upgrade, to invest a bunch of money because you're then going to turn around and sell it and you think get more, it doesn't happen very often.
CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com, telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Coming up in the next segment, we'll talk a little bit about where we are as far as the real estate market. We'll also talk about some of those repairs Malia alluded to a little bit earlier about some of those maintenance repairs, things that you absolutely do need to take care of on your house. We'll do all of that next and take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone numbers here at the station, 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial Office, their telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're also going to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Join this weekend's studio by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. And if you have questions, we've got time for a call or two. Again, our number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And Jan checks in. Jan, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss of Kloss Financial.
Thank you.
Hi, Jan.
My question is, I want to build a forever home on our own land that is paid for, and my husband wants to buy a house already built. I'm in my 60s, he's in his early 70s. We're both healthy, and he's balking at the idea of having to build a house. But I figure, I love where we're living, we own the land, we have no debt. It makes sense for me to build exactly what we want. Which is the best way to go?
Great question.
Malia, what are your thoughts on this one?
Well, you know, I think both of you need to, talk more about this, because especially with all of us enjoying longevity, we really do want to live where we all want to live. In other words, if this is your dream to do this, I'd hate to say it can't be done. On the other hand, looking at, do I want to, you know, the truth is, we know when we build a new home, that usually creates a little disruption for people in their marriages.
Decisions to make, I mean, down to the light fixtures and all of that kind of thing.
It is a lot. It is a lot.
We have a lot of land, and we have a lot of room around us, and, money isn't an option, a problem, I should say, really.
Sure.
And it's just that he doesn't want to go through the hassle of building one, and I really want to stay where we are.
Well, yeah. So to that point, Jan, I do actually think this is a tough one for us, because it's really not a financial question for you guys, right? It's more of an emotional. I will say, if you look at it purely from a financial element, since we are financial people, there's no doubt that that building a home is more expensive than buying a pre-existing one. Mm-hmm. So purely from a financial element, which may be where your husband is coming from, by the way, he may just be saying, well, it's cheaper and it's less stress, right?
Yes. Right.
That doesn't make him right, by the way. I've learned that in my own marriage. but that's a hard one for us to answer, because it sounds like both are great options. It just depends on what you guys come to an agreement on.
Jan, great question. And also something that is stressed on this show is, you guys are talking about it, which a lot of people heading into retirement don't bring this stuff up until it's too late. So it's good to have those conversations now. We were talking too about doing remodeling and some of the returns, the amount recouped. Very interesting as far as the mindset of people that are going to sell, something that we learned about house sales right now.
Yes, and I do want to point out, like we do on every show, we are not, first of all, licensed realtors, so we're not out there trying to sell your house for you, but we know that this information is pertinent, so we go to the good resources we have available to us. One question that comes up sometimes from our clients is, I'm thinking about selling my house in 3 years. Well, the reminder we like to put out there is, the market right now is suggesting that it's a really good time to sell your house today. And that's the statistic we wanted to share with people. The National Association of Realtors released, as of May 24th, just last week, existing home sales in April continue to be in very low supply. So the median number of days a home was on the market has gone to a new low of 29 days.
Wow.
So it used to be, if just not too long ago, you'd put your house on the market and you might be waiting it out for 6 months, especially if you were in a higher category when it came to price. But right now, the median number is 29 days. So that's a pretty quick sale of a house. So you should be ready to find the next location if you put your house up for sale today. So keep that in mind. That's a great market to sell in, and sometimes maybe you have to budge the way in which, or the timing of when you want to sell your house, depending on the market.
Real quick, before I let you guys go, as we're talking about selling your house, there's profits there. I would assume there are some financial implications as well to selling your house.
Yeah, so basically, if it's your primary residence, we'll make this real quick. If it's your primary residence, typically there is not any sort of capital gains tax to be paid on the growth up to $250,000 in profit for a single owner, or I think it's $500,000 for a couple. So again, as long as if you bought it for $100,000 and it's now worth $300,000, right, that's $200,000 worth of growth for an individual, and you wouldn't have to pay any capital gains tax on that sale unless it exceeded $250,000 for an individual or $500,000 for a couple. So typically, we don't see people paying capital gains taxes on their primary residence, but be careful with that. I have a client who literally just moved, turned her primary residence into a rental, and then 2 years later wanted to sell, and now she's not selling it as a primary residence anymore. So rental properties are a little bit different. You have to be careful with that.
Great information as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas join us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget you can find them online, KlossFinancial.com, KlossFinancial.com. Telephone number at the Kloss Financial office, 442-5637. It's 442-5637. Don't forget, no cost for that first get-to-know-you, kick-of-the-tires appointment. Also hold on to that telephone number because it is now time for our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Your chance to win a fantastic prize. This week, a $25 gift card to Lowe's. All you got to do is be the first caller with the correct answer to Kloss Financial's office at 608-442-5637. First caller with that correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Lowe's. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the National Association of Realtors, as of May 24th, what is the current median number of days an existing home is currently on the market in the United States? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First caller with the correct answer will win this week's prize for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Don't forget that number as well. Set up an appointment with Kloss Financial. Not going to cost you anything for that first get to know you. 442-5637. Online at KlossFinancial.com. That's KlossFinancial.com. CJ, Malia, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.